season of the retrogrades. Retrogrades give the illusion that we're going backwards, but in fact, retrogrades are very important components of all our lives. Some of you are born under retrogrades, in which case you will resonate with you. It'll bring you lots of luck now over the next 6 months of all your lives. And it is from now till March. I have defined it that there's going to be stages at the end of November and December, at the end of November, not the beginning, at the end of November, December, when things will, the retrogrades come out of retrograde. But we're still in the shadow of planets. You see, when we're talking about Saturn, for example, Jupiter weren't as far as 8 degrees of Aries in the summer. 8 degrees only catches up with itself in February of 2023. When you talk about Saturn at 25 degrees of Aquarius, Saturn will only catch up with itself in January of 2023. Mars was going to have a long retrograde, and Mars will only catch up with itself in March of 2023. So what we're talking about retrogrades, the shadow and the window of it, means that from now till March, it's all, we've got this flexibility, we've got this ability now to get ourselves back on track. Humanity, we are terrible at making choices. We make choices impulsively, defined by greed, by anger, by frustration, by stupidity. And there's another example. And I'll give you an example of stupidity. When you see a promotion in a shop, or when you see a brand new product, you've got to have it. You've got to have it. You've got to buy it. You buy it, and you got it. Everybody's got it. The whole world's got it. It's been launched. The product has been launched, so therefore you bought it. And the price, say, for example, was $500. And if you just waited 2 or 3 months, the price goes down. Once its novelty has worn off, and even in the January sales this year, the price wears off, the market changes, the climate changes, and the prices go down. So just giving you an example. I know that prices will be going up for some regions, some countries, because of the inflationary energies. But I'm just talking about the stupidity that we do. We make stupid decisions because of impulsive energies. And those impulsive energies are often defined by you value money more than you value people and more than you value the gift of life. Many people who are now in financial difficulty at the moment, they're realizing they should not have done some of the stupid decisions that they made many years ago. Some people who were married and got divorced or in a relationship, they realize that I should never have left my boyfriend, never have left my girlfriend, never have left my husband, never left my wife, should never have left them, because they realize that they got angry for a moment or two, and then they ruined the relationship. They had a big argument with somebody, had to ruin the relationship. They had a big fight with their boss at work, and they ruined the relationship. So sometimes those impulsive, it's always greed-orientated, ego-orientated, stubborn-orientated types of people, they realize that they've thrown things away. When I talk about the throwaway society, unfortunately, the energy of the world over the past 30 years has been towards a throwaway society. You go to the coffee shops and they give you a throwaway cup. You go to the fast food places, give you a throwaway plate. Your packaging you buy in the supermarket, it's just all throwaway. So we got used to living in a throwaway society. Even, I love Coca-Cola. They've got plastic bottles of Coca-Cola. Yeah, they stop making them in glass bottles. They put them in plastic bottles, and plastic bottles they throw away. So we've got this into this habit of don't value anything really, throw it away. Don't value relationships, that's the worst. When people don't value relationships, that's the worst. Now, I'll give you an example with respect to abortions. Abortion in the Jewish, from the Talmudic spiritual secrets, isn't illegal, right? It's not illegal. Abortion's not illegal. But what it's actually saying is you're throwing away a gift of life. That's what's illegal about it. That's what's wrong about it, right? What's wrong about the society is, well, had sex, throw it away. Now, if there are genuine reasons, of course, and of course, that's why they have abortion. That's why it's not forbidden in many countries. But the identity of the throwaway relationship, the throwaway boyfriend, the throwaway girlfriend, the throwaway sex, the throwaway baby, a fetus, the throwaway society, that's corrupted, that's poison, that's made the society toxic. As a quote from Tana de Bailio, it was predicted anyway. This is what the world was going to be, right? Katanura Tumolia Tuma. This was predicted. It's not that we've done anything wrong. We're just acting out the roles that we're supposed to be. However, with respect to the planets in retrograde, it gives us a chance to say what I've been doing in the past was wrong, and I now want to fix it. I heard from a reader who she met her ex-boyfriend or old boyfriend from 20 years ago, and he said, I should never have married the woman I married. I should have married you. You were the one that was good for me, and let's see if we can make it work. I've heard many stories like this over the years, but it's getting more profound now, and it will be very profound in the retrograde season. When you are destined to be connected to somebody, whatever your free will choices, whatever stupid decisions, whatever stupidity you've done in your life, retrogrades define, if I'm supposed to be connected, and if I'm going to mend it and fix it, and if I'm apologetic, and if I eliminate the ego, if I eliminate that fire, then I can get my life back on track. When you've had clients and customers, or clients and customers of yours that have swindled you and cheated and lied and they haven't paid you, when they come back and say, look, I want to do the business with you, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. So it's very easy in business world. I'll pay you back. I owe you. I know I owe you the money. I'll give you the money. I'll pay you back. And then you can get your life back on track. It's easy when it's in business world. Emotionally, in relationships and your husband, your wife, it's a bit more complicated. But I want to mention an example, which I heard from a Chassid Rebbe about exes in the past, especially those who've had children were together. If, cast for children, if God forbid something happened to your ex or you, if something happened, then your child will go and live with your ex. Because it's flesh and blood. If, you know, he was talking about a woman who had diagnosed with cancer and she died and she was divorced, and then the children who had were alienated from their father because of the mother, what the mother was saying about the father, the children went to live with the father. The children realized, well, flesh and blood, we've got nobody else in the world. He is our father. So they went to live with him. And now it's happy ever after because of what happened. She got eliminated from the equation and then the children went flesh and blood to their father. That is a definition of getting back on track. The children were supposed to be connected to the father. The fact that the wife didn't want and the wife was causing arguments, the wife was making a fight, blah, blah, blah. There was another case with a bone marrow transplant with a brother and a sister. They had a family squabble over inheritance, and then the sister got diagnosed with some lymph cancer, and she then needed her brother's bone marrow to be alive. So she had to apologize, right? She had to pay the inheritance, sort out the inheritance. He wasn't holding her to the ransom over that, but she made the peace. She realized what she'd done wrong and made the peace. That's retrograde energy. So we're going into that retrograde season now, and it is going to go through all the way till March of 2023. Then we are headed into the future. From now till then, the only planet that is especially in end of August, September and October, Mars in Gemini will be direct, going to 25 degrees of Gemini. That's a definition of, I want to get my life moving forwards. The only way I'm going to be able to solve my life, get my life moving forwards, is by talking, by communicating. Gemini is communication. Gemini is the star sign of the twins. And the twins are a definition of positive and negative communication. You were negative towards your ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. You were negative. They were negative towards you. And the flip of the switch now, Mars in Gemini says, look, it hasn't worked out very well for you then. The only way you're going to be able to get your life back on track is by apologizing, being nice. Instead of being negative and argumentative, being nice, flipping the switch and being genuine about it. Because it makes a trine to Saturn in Aquarius. It means that you will be able to get back. Same but business, everything in our lives is going to be defined by communication. Let me give you another example with respect to retrogrades, with respect to religion. When people say, oh, I'm through with religion, I don't want nothing to do with Judaism, I don't want nothing to do with Christianity, I don't want nothing to do with my family religion, I'm an atheist. People are often children when they're immature or rebellious. They say, I'm through with all religion, don't want nothing to do with it. Never going to go to a synagogue ever again the rest of my life. Never going to go to church ever again. But when their parents die, I remember that was my father, when my grandmother died, he never went to synagogue, but then he started going to synagogue. He started saying Kaddish. He became religious afterwards because his mother died, and therefore he went to synagogue and realized he went back to his roots where he belonged. Therefore, he became religious. He became religious because of something inevitable that was supposed to happen in order to get him back on track to be the person he was born to be. Sometimes people say, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to be religious. I'm never going to be a goody-goody. I'm not, there's people who are rebellious. I'm never going to. But then something happens, and with 5-6 planets in retrograde, especially when we get the Mars retrograde in November and December and January, then it means I'm going to get that impulse. And that's going to be the shocks and surprises that are going to be created in all our lives. When you get your lives back on track, when other people realize they've got that impulse to get their lives back on track, then it's because They've had free will choice and they failed in their free will choices. Sometimes people ask that fantasy question, if you had your life to go over again, what would you do? What would you do different? Well, of course, we'd all do things differently if we had it over again. And some things we just can't relive, we can't do over again. But there are some things in life, especially destiny, that some connections in destiny we can relive, we can sort it out, we can mend it, we can fix it, we can get our lives back on track. It's the Jewish verse that we always say at the end of synagogue services, and that says, it's a prayer to God. Please, God, get my life back on track. Now, with respect to prayer, I also want to mention a point about retrograde, and that is, sometimes you go your daily prayers, or you say your prayers, or you say your prayers before you go to bed, you just say, please, God, help me, give me a good night's sleep, wake me up in the morning and give me a good day tomorrow. You say your sort of an instinctive prayer. Sometimes when you're in a troubled situation, you have a little prayer, oh, please, God, get me through this, get me the job. We have an instinctive prayer. The vast majority of our prayers are never answered. They're not answered because they're not said with our hearts. We don't really mean it. We say it. We say the words. You even use the abracadabra words from the Zohar or from the Kabbalah. But your prayers aren't answered because you're not saying it from your heart and soul. You're not genuine. You're not being honest. You're just, whatever, I'll say a quick prayer. When we are in a panic situation and we need God to save us, then we are saying things from the heart. You go to any hospital in the world by the chemotherapy section, people are praying there. They're praying when it's an emergency. And yes, the prayers are answered in emergencies chemotherapy sections because it's said from the heart. When was the last time your prayers were really answered? And I'll be honest with myself, Johnny, with Johnny Waxman, I had my prayers answered in the summer of 2016. I had my prayers answered in February of 2022. I had my prayers, especially the biggest prayer I've ever had answered was in the December of 2012, which brought me to Poland. So we've all had moments where we say our prayers were answered. It changed the course of our lives for the better. And therefore, the retrograde defines remember how you felt. Remember what you went through. Remember how you prayed. Remember how you were very sincere. Remember what you promised you were going to be like when you had your prayers answered. Now get your life back on track. Be that person you're supposed to be. Be that person you promised yourself you were going to be. Friends, you. A very nice retrograde season ahead.